Now, verses 11 and 13. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather even reprove them. For the things done in secret by them is shameful, even to speak of. But all of them, when they are reproved, are made manifest by the light, for everything that is manifest is light. Now we're to have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. A child of God cannot go along with that. Now, what does it mean to reprove them? The believer is not to become a reformer, but by the light of his life he is to rebuke the works of darkness. A light reveals what the darkness conceals. Darkness is not driven away by preaching at it, but by the presence of light. Darkness is dissipated. There are too many Christians today that take the little Sunday school method or the preacher method of walking up to the unsaved man and say, you shouldn't do that. I remember an officer walking up to a man that lit a cigarette out in front of the church. He says, you shouldn't do that. My friend, that's not the way to do it. You're to be light in your own life. That's the way you do it. This idea today that you can preach at people at these things. I get letters all the time from people telling me things I should preach against on this radio. You should do that. You should do that. You're not doing it. No, friend, and you want to know something? I won't be doing it the next time you hear it. I want to turn on the light of the Word of God. What is right? That which God calls right. My friend, that'll cause the rats to run for cover. And the birds will come out and sing when the light is turned on. Now, this idea today that you are trying to straighten out the unsaved man and try to get him to change his conduct. He can't change his conduct. You're not asked to do that. That's not what he means by this. You are not to wiggle your finger under his nose and say to him, don't do that. Don't be a bad boy. You let him go right ahead because you are to be light, and light will always affect darkness, and therefore by your light, by your testimony. I recall that when I became pastor in downtown Los Angeles, there was a very dear lady there. She was a very dominant character, however. She came to me and told me her husband was unsaved and to remember him in prayer. Well, I took it very seriously, and I remembered him in prayer. And one day she came down and she said, well, he comes with me to church, but he's never moved at the invitation. When others go forward, well, he doesn't go forward. And I don't know, she says, at the breakfast table, I just sit there and cry and talk to him. And then at the evening meal, I just sit and cry and talk to him. You know, I got to thinking about that. I don't know about you, but how would you like to have two meals a day with a crying woman? Personally, I don't think I'd enjoy it, and I'm sure he didn't. And then that gave me the cue, and I said to her, calling her by name, I said, why don't you, instead of attempting to talk to him, why not have a moratorium on talking to him? You just don't be the preacher anymore, and don't cry in his presence. You fix him the nicest breakfast you possibly can and the nicest dinner you can and be the sweetest person you can, and let's see how that works. Well, she didn't think it would work because she said we're to witness, but she didn't seem to know what witnessing really was. And do you know that she did attempt to follow it? I don't know how sweet she was, but at least she stopped her blubbering in his presence and stopped lecturing to him. And in less than 6 months, that man made a decision for Christ. I think that was the problem. He was listening, actually, to the wrong preacher. She should not have been preaching to him. She was to be light. And the way light affects darkness is it dissipates it, and not by lecturing to it, and not by preaching at it. Never be able to drive it out that way. And that's what Paul is saying to us. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Reprove them. Convict them. How? He says they're reproved and made manifest by the light. Your very life before them is the thing. Not what you're saying,